Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It has not been a good week for Republican leaders in Congress who are trying to pass a budget for the government's fiscal year. That budget is already more than a month old. Negotiations to advance spending and tax plans failed on two fronts yesterday, one in the Senate and one in the House. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. And John, what are the issues holding up a budget agreement?
On the House side, there's a big dispute over energy policy, drilling in Alaska and some offshore locations. There's a group of a dozen or so Western Republicans who insist that, you know, the oil shortages and the price spikes that we've just been through should be the spark for the U.S. to find more domestic sources and wean itself from foreign oil. So they're trying to lift the ban on drilling in some government-owned properties, including the wildlife refuge in Alaska and some offshore locations. But there are also two dozen moderate Republicans who've gone on record saying they won't vote for any budget with a provision that allows more drilling. It's a coalition of Republicans from the Northeast and from Florida, which has traditionally opposed all offshore oil drilling. To get their votes, the House leaders pulled the energy section. But doing that meant losing the support from the more conservative Republicans out west, so negotiators still couldn't get a majority vote.
And I understand lawmakers are also in disagreement over trimming anti-poverty programs?
That's right. To attack the deficit, the leaders have proposed slowing the growth of the biggest and fastest growing part of government spending. Those are the health care programs for the poor and the elderly, Medicaid, Medicare. And there's food stamps, foster care, child care for the poor. Some are also advocating trimming government support for student loans for college students. Now, that's pretty sensitive stuff because the Republicans are trying to cut taxes at the same time, and many of those breaks would go to the wealthy. For example, the Republicans in the Senate want to extend the lower tax rates for investment income. That's capital gains, stock dividends. Those reduced rates expire in 2008. Now, you might ask, why are they trying to do this now? But supporters of the lower rates want investors to be able to plan on getting those lower rates in the future. And they also know that as the next presidential campaign nears, those tax breaks will get caught up in the political debates. Still, moderates in the Senate, especially those who are up for re-election next year, they're balking at that.
So what happens now?
Well, much of the government is operating on a stopgap temporary measure, that expires a week from now. Republican leaders will try next week to twist some more arms. Their task is especially difficult because the Democrats have read the polls and they're not supporting any of these Republican initiatives. And so, they're going to have to go for some deeper sessions into December. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at some of the unusual allies Disney has recruited to help it promote its new movie, The Chronicles of Narnia.
All right, we'll listen for that. Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.